Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Ken Crawford, principal of Wilton High School, about being hired as the new superintendent for the Lone Tree School District. So you have been recently hired as the new Lone Tree superintendent. So what can you tell me about that?
My wife and I are very excited to start that next challenge, that next level of administration, as I call it. We're blessed and humbled about it. We know that Lone Tree is an area of the state that we really want to be in. The people and the community and the school district we're very, very comfortable with and are very excited to get involved and be part of the community. I'm from Washington originally. My parents are still living in town, being 20, 25 minutes away from our hometown. My hometown is fantastic. We love Iowa City. We're still the same distance from my wife's folks as well. So everything just lined up as a perfect fit for us, and I think it's a perfect fit for them as well.
All right. Well, tell me a little bit more about yourself, like where you've been teaching in the past and sort of your path to becoming the Lone Tree superintendent.
Never thought I'd say this, but it's been strange. I've been in education for 29 years. I'm strange to be the old guy, it seems like, on the block anymore. But I've taught for 16 years in business at North Tama and Algona and Knoxville, and then I've been the high school principal here at Wilton for the last 13 years, and just been looking at superintendencies at that next level. And Lone Tree offered the position last month in December, and we were fortunate enough to accept it, and we're ready to move forward from there.
What are you most looking forward to in taking over the Lone Tree superintendentship?
That's a very good question. I think I'm looking forward to meeting the people, being in the district, and really just seeing another educational system and how they do things and seeing what I feel are the great things about it and really magnify those great things. And if there's something there that I think I can bring to the table to help them out, I would really like to be able to help clean up anything that it's like, hey, we can go this way or go that way. I think that's going to be exciting as well. The big thing that I know that they're doing is building a new wellness center, and that's going to be a heck of a challenge. At the same time, I think that's really going to make that community an attractive place to live, and for the school, it's a huge addition. So very excited about those factors as we go forward.
Now, you're taking over for current superintendent, soon-to-be former superintendent,
yeah.
Michael Reeves. Has he offered you any advice on the district?
We've met earlier this month, and we're going to continue to keep meeting to make it a smooth transition because he's put 17 years into it and is very close to the Lone Tree community. And so we have met, and we're going to continue to meet. And his advice really is just about groups of people to meet with a lot. You know, a lot of those different groups, to meet in July and kind of get my feet on the ground and get up to speed and what groups to meet and discuss with them my vision for the district, how they fit into the district, and just try to blend those as best we can.
So now you've been, like you said, at Wilton for many, many years. So
right.
Are you going to miss it at all, or how
yeah,
are you feeling?
Yeah, you know, the phrase is that we're lucky enough to have a place to miss. We've got a lot of friends here. We've got a lot of relationships here. I feel like I've hired almost all of the staff here. I feel like there's a lot of connection. At the same time, we are just ready for that next challenge and that next level. My wife and I kind of go as a team on those types of things there. But I really, really miss the relationships with the kids. And our superintendent here has told me that, you know, it's really different having a staff and being interactive with the kids and being in classrooms a lot. As a superintendent, your job duties are just a little bit different on those things. So I'll be interested to see how different that is from the job I currently do now, because I'd like to think I could still get into classrooms. I'm still going to walk the halls. I'm still going to go to all the events as such. So it'll be an interesting situation to see how different the two jobs are.
I don't have any other questions. I'd just like to ask if there's anything else that you'd like to let people know about.
Well, I think that we're very excited at Lone Tree. I know it's a small district, and I know Washington's a lot larger, but I'm just very excited for the school and the people to work with, the people inside the school and putting up a new wellness center on those types of things. I think people would be surprised at what Lone Tree has to offer so close to Washington that people don't realize that there's a lot of great community surrounding them as well. And so we're excited to be closer in the area and be closer to my parents. And it's just nice to have another situation to say, hey, I'm going to meet a lot of new people, a lot of great people. So we're very excited for that.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Ken Crawford. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.